It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah.
Buzz 24/7, Tuesday, October 15th. Probably afternoon time when you're listening to this.
Yeah.
Not for us.
Should
still,
be.
Just got done our show. Jimmy's still here.
I'm still here.
Hi, buddy.
How are you?
Anything new or different in the last, you know, like 5-7 minutes?
No. Okay. It's nothing. I went and had a cup of coffee and that's it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
How many cups of coffee you have in the morning?
Way too many. And my wife is starting to count them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. And my numbers are getting high. She's counting everything.
Are you a little,
that's a high number.
A little cream and sugar?
Just a little bit of cream. No sugar. But I am, I got high blood pressure numbers.
Okay.
I got,
But I thought coffee was okay for your blood pressure.
Yeah, they don't know. But
it changes.
The 5 or 6 that I drink
okay,
a day.
Okay, so that's but
see,
right.
I mean,
right?
I drink 3 in the morning, and then sometimes in the afternoon I'll drink another 1. And 1 to me is like a medium coffee, so I'm sure that's not.
But
great.
You're also different. That's true.
Yeah, you're wired different.
You're wired different. You're built different. You're programmed different. Yeah.
At least 3 10-ounce cups in the
Greg,
morning.
Greg says he only drinks 1 cup of coffee a day. But he says that. But his container is 32 ounces.
And he starts drinking it at 4 a.m. and doesn't finish till 10. Like, that's so.
Mine's got to be caught. Mine's got to be hot. I don't like it.
He puts it in a cup that stays hot. Mm. But I'm not sipping on something for that long. That doesn't work.
So sometimes I go to a coffee shop that my friends own near my house. It's called KB's Bagels.
We love you, KB's.
Yeah, they're great. And sometimes I'll go down there. And when you buy the coffee, you know, they don't have free refills. I will sometimes pay them and just say, hey, listen, you're going to see me go over there. I'm not stealing. I'm going to take a half a cup and then a half a cup because I want it hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they go, all right, you know, and I'm sure they're not keeping track of that at that point. But I do, my coffee's got to be hot. Once it gets cold, I don't like it.
If I'm going to have coffee, it's going to be an iced coffee. That's sort of the way it goes. But this morning, my protein, whatever, shake in the morning had caffeine in, and now I'm drinking something that has caffeine in it, and I feel myself getting jittery.
Whoa. See,
because I can't have, it's like 90 milligrams of caffeine. It's nothing, but I don't have it often, so when I get it, I'm starting
to get
squirrely.
I don't know your life very well, but my impression is that you never sleep. So, like,
I guess you don't know me very well.
She sleeps a lot.
She sleeps a lot.
I'm a napper.
Why are you doing, you're out at night hustling too, right? Sometimes?
Yeah, so I sleep in two phases.
To me,
there are two. There's an afternoon sleep time, and then I get like 4 hours in the afternoon and 4 hours overnight.
Oh, that can't be good.
I'm working on it.
she naps, and she loves
I'm
napping.
I'm a hard napper.
Yeah.
I'm similar.
I'm a big napper too.
I'm like two hours.
Kelly gets it.
I like hour and a half nap, 2 hours sometimes, and then like 5 hours at night.
Yeah. Roadkill, you're a napper too.
Yes, I am. I am, and I'm something I'm working on because I it's too much.
This schedule is just so opposite of what my body wants to do.
Right.
I want to be up late and sleep late. And
that's
just not something I can do. So in order to balance out what I need to do, I kind of sleep two different times throughout the course of the day.
These Tuesdays are a big adjustment for my clock only because, you know, I do that. I do exactly that. I go to a club. I'm on stage probably around 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. I'm off at 11:15. I hang out for a bit. I don't even get in my car probably till midnight. I usually will have a cup of coffee to get me home if I'm doing a two-hour drive home.
Sure.
And I get home at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm still a little wired, and I'll watch some TV and go to bed at 3. And then I'll sleep till, you know, 10 or 11. And Monday nights, I like to watch Monday Night Football.
Right.
But last night, I was like, if I stay up and watch this game, I'm going to be miserable in the morning tomorrow. So I actually taped the game and watched it this morning when I woke up. I watched the second half of it this morning.
Well, my girlfriend works the opposite shift sort of me. So she goes in later in the afternoon. There are some mornings I will wake up and she will be on the phone talking to her friend on the phone while I'm getting ready for work as she's getting ready for bed.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this
that's
is
a perfect relationship.
4 out of 7 days a week.
Perfect.
I love you, honey. I'll see you on the weekends.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, that actually is. Kind of perfect.
I don't like napping. I just want to, when my head hits the pillow, that's when I want to go to bed. I get 6.5 hours a night. On the weekends, 7.5 hours. And that's how I go.
Yeah.
The nap messes with me. I wake up and I just don't like how I feel.
That's my wife. My wife gets really grumpy. She'll go, even when she's going to go to a show with me that night. You know, hey, we got a show. I'm doing a show Saturday in a theater. And around, 3 o'clock, I'll go, I'm going to take hour and a half nap, and then we'll leave at 6. And do you want to take a nap? And she's like, because she wakes up grumpy.
Headache. If I'm going to, I don't like the headache and all that stuff, and you wake up. If I'm going to take a nap, knowing if I have like a concert or whatever, 15 minutes.
That's not a nap.
It is for me.
I've done 15 minutes on 101.
It's not a nap.
I am good at when it's time to shut my eyes, I'm not a thinker. Like, I don't lay in bed thinking. I'm right to bed. So 15 minutes, all I need.
No, I'm the exact opposite.
15 minutes.
That's not a nap. That's not a nap.
I spend that on my toilet.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was just like a stretching period. I was just getting ready to go to sleep after 15 minutes.
I think what helps after a nap is I exercise within 15 minutes. I'm exercising, so that helps snap you out.
Well, that's what I do when I wake up in the morning. Yeah. Like, I wake up at 3:35. I am at the gym at
3:35,
and I'm at the gym at like 4 a.m. 4:05 working out. Just because that's what wakes me up before I come to work. So,
Yeah,
everyone's got their own system.
Like whatever works.
Roll out of bed, do my Wordle, first thing I do.
Got to get the brain working.
Yeah, it's the first thing
the
I
brain
do.
Brain gear and then the body.
I'm not even like, it's the light from my phone. I go right to Wordle.com or whatever is NewYorkTimes.com.
That's the last thing I would do, I think.
I have to get the Wordle in my whatever, six tries. And then I check my Fitbit to make sure I slept well. I look at my heart rate. I look at how I was in a deep sleep versus a REM sleep versus a light sleep. And then I go, whew, that was a good night. And then,
or you shame yourself.
Or I say, what did you do yesterday that made you not sleep that well last night? And then, then I go on about
it. She scores herself.
There's literally no off switch there.
Yeah.
Yes, there is. No.
And I have a machine that tells me every morning when I get up, good sleep, bad sleep, hours, minutes, and everything.
Yeah.
And the only time I'll notice it is if there's a red face, which means at some point your mask leaked or something. But I don't look at the numbers because I just go, I feel rested. That was a good night's sleep. I don't need the machine to tell me because 10 minutes later it says I got a great night's sleep. I might be already grumpy. I'm not doing it.
If I had a machine that said you didn't sleep well, I'd be yelling at the machine going, yeah, but I wrote 3 jokes last night.
In my sleep.
They're right there on the white pad.
That's too funny.
I can't live like that.
No.
That's why I became a comedian, because I didn't want to get up in the morning. It's 100%. This is a perfect job. It's at night.
I've never been a morning person. My parents were coming back from a cruise last weekend, the weekend before last, I should say, and texted at 8 into a group family text. And everybody knows that I sleep in on the weekends. Texted at 8. I responded. I was the first one to answer, responded. And I go, why are you awake? How are you awake? Like, you're
an event.
You shouldn't be awake. I was like, I can't sleep in the way I used to. Like, I've lost the ability to.
She stays in bed till like noon on a
Saturday. I will stay in bed, but I'm awake.
Yeah.
It's usually like a fantasy football, doing some research, whatever. But at least I'm in bed. I didn't have to get up and drive.
Yeah. I used to sleep till noon every day, no problem. And I'd be up till 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
But I used to be able to sleep till noon. Now I can't.
Do it.
I can't do it anymore either. But those are the good old days. We're all getting
old. Watching
Letterman.
And watching whatever. I can't remember what was on after Letterman, but definitely watching Letterman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Never.
When Letterman was.
Never missed a night when it was.
Johnny Carson.
Yep.
I used to. Yeah. Letterman. Well, my dad worked third shift. So he'd come home, wake me up. We'd watch the news at 11. And then we watched Letterman. And then we watched The Honeymooners. We watched Mr. Ed.
Oh my God. What a bonding experience.
Well, I'd go to bed at normal time, but knowing I wouldn't see my dad because I'd have school all day, he'd wake me up when he came home. He'd eat his dinner. And I'd watch TV with him, and then I'd go back to bed.
That's super cute.
That's very cute.
And I'd watch all the Honeymooners and Mr. Ed and all the fun shows.
My dad would do that from time to time. He'd wake me up when he came home, you know, late at night, early in the morning, if he had a good day at the Seabrook Dog Track.
Hey,
wake up. 2 lunches tomorrow. Here you go.
2 lunches tomorrow.
See, my on
your
the weekends.
Your dad knew my dad.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my dad, on the weekends when he wasn't working, would take us to the dog track, and we learned. We'd go over to the pens, watch them. If whoever went pee and poop, we knew they were the lighter ones. Mm. We'd place our bets. Whoa. Dad, I want money on this one, this one, this one. And my dad would always give us a cut if we won, if we picked the right dogs.
Yeah.
Yep.
My dad.
What she's talking about, the poop and peeing, because
that's not. That's a false theory.
No, as a kid, I'm telling you, I won some bucks.
Let's go out in the park. You go use the bathroom.
Okay. And then you watch me run.
And then we'll run. Then we'll run. I don't care how much lighter you are.
Yeah.
I'm not buying that one. My dad would go. You know how you'd buy the pencils for 10 cents, the track pencils when you get the program. My dad would give the woman $2 and go, yeah, give me 20 of those. And then my father would hand me 20 pencils and go, you're all set back to school wise.
Don't make any mistakes. There's no erasers.
I honestly had the best time as a kid after not only the dog track, but the horse track too. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, we used to go to the Lakes region up in the Belmont. That one, if we weren't at Seabrook. And
I feel like I missed out because, there was none of that. They weren't going to the track. I don't think they were gambling fans.
It wasn't so much gambling as it was learning math. My dad was teaching me math.
I started running my own football pool. I mean, I still run it to this day, but I was running it for like all my, I'd be like, my dad would take one copy to work and my mom would take one copy to work and I'd be in charge of the $5 a week pool and I give,
I'm still shocked.
And
I shouldn't be.
Wildly surprising that you were in charge of something as a child.
So one of my first jobs on Hampton Beach was the horse race game where you roll the ball and you get the 1, 2, or 3 and then the horse would move 1, 2, or 3.
Sure.
And you'd get a bunch of people and they'd all be rolling the balls and whoever got down the end would get a 75 cent stuffed animal, right?
So
You had to get at least 3 people to have a official race because that made the 75 cents for the stuffed animal. And that was the first time I ever used a microphone to get people to laugh. And I was maybe 14 years old running this thing. Come on in, hey, come on, roll the thing. So I was always fascinated by that. I was always fascinated by gambling. My dad took me to the track all the time. So when I was in high school, as a freshman in high school, I took a computer class. And the first computer class, one of the lessons we learned was this thing called a randomizer. And the idea behind a randomizer is it's just this program that'll spit out a random 1 through 9 number.
Sure.
So our assignment was to use this randomizer and make a program. So I made a program where a bunch, six horses, little made out of little X's and O's, would run across a computer screen randomly, completely random, and then the first one there would win the race. Number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6. My teacher thought I was a genius. Oh, my God, this is so amazing. So how'd you even think of this? I ran this game in Hampton Beach all summer, right? So I get an A on the thing. I take the program, and I take it down to the library downstairs, and I put it in the school library computer.
With a
password, right? So now people come over and go, what are you doing? It's a horse race. All right, which horse you want? All right, it's 25 cents a horse.
You're running it?
Literally running races.
That's and hilarious.
Whoever won the race would get $1, 50 cents to go to the house.
Yep.
And someone would complain. I go, hey, go write your own damn program.
Not a bad percentage.
Wow. Yeah, so
it's better than Vegas, 10%.
Yeah, it's a nice cut, right? But at one point, the librarian got hip to like 30 people looking around a computer screen going, go six, go six, go six. Ah, shit. They figured out what I was doing, and then I lost my computer privileges. But
I was going to say, was that the worst that you got? They were just like, you're done on the computers?
Then I moved on to football cards.
Even better. That's funny. I was not that smart.
So you guys weren't gambling as kids?
We didn't. I mean, we played a lot of cards, but we didn't really bet
cards.
Anything.
You mean the football cards that Jimmy's talking about?
No, I mean like actual card games. Like Rummy and spades and that sort of thing. We didn't really. I didn't have any money.
Yeah.
So there wasn't really any money to gamble. But
and I've welcomed, I've taught my kids. We, the Lego Wars show, we at the beginning, first episode, we pick who's going to win and we all put in $5. And if whoever's team wins the Lego gets all the $5. And we do it with the baking cook-off shows. Any show that comes on TV, we watch it as a family, and we all have to put money in the first episode, and who's going to win it takes the pot.
Yeah. You got money on the election?
Yeah. Not yet.
I think the only time
50-50.
I ever saw that my parents do that is the little mouse game at the Rochester Fair.
The wheel spins.
Yeah.
And you all got your tickets.
Yep.
And they put a mouse in a box. Hey, mouse, they show you the mouse. And they put the mouse down and it runs in whatever hole it goes in. While it's spinning around, you win. And I think that's the only time that I've seen like my mom and dad like do something like that.
Yeah.
And you said your dad took you to the tracks or like what was your
he
first
took me to the track here and there.
Experience with him.
He and his buddies also would run a tennis pool, a tennis pool, like you do a golf pool or a football pool. Now that's how I got started, tennis.
Wow.
And then eventually college is a couple buddies on the floor who were in debt and
needed
some
money.
I stayed away from them, but I learned a few things.
Yeah.
You know, and then Cappy Carl finished my education.
Yeah.
Good or bad?
Good.
My Uncle Sully.
That was air quotes. You couldn't see the air quotes.
Yeah, my dad's best friend. He was a bookie, a legitimate bookie, and he taught me all. He taught me everything about bets and taught me everything about gambling. And then he got in some trouble and had to go away for 2 years.
Oh.
And didn't go away federally. He had to hide from some mob people.
Oh.
That he might have owed some money to.
Oh.
And I think it was 16 or something. Where's Uncle Sully? Oh, Uncle Sully went away for
a
little while.
He's on a trip.
Yeah, they didn't tell me anything stupid like he was in the CIA or any of that nonsense, but they said Uncle Sully's hiding from some guys. So,
yeah.
But he eventually came back?
So the guy that one of the guys that he owed money to from Boston ran into one of my uncles and said, tell Sullivan we know where he is. Tell him to bring the money. And he can come back. And so he found the money, and he brought it back, but he didn't know if he was going to get clipped after he gave up the money, which most of the time but he made so much money for those guys that they went, okay,
keep him around. Get
back to work.
Wow.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep.
I got goosebumps. That's
I've heard the story before, and it still makes me go, did he make it? I know he made it.
That's crazy.
Uncle Sully was the best, man. He gave me my first hockey stick when I was a little kid.
Shout out to Uncle Sully.
My brother has a big scar down the side of his face because we used to slide down the hill in the front yard, and he slid right into Uncle Sully's Buick.
Yeah.
He
took the car to the face.
Still got a scar on his face to this day from that.
Did he pawn it off as a knife injury?
No. My brother's not a tough guy.
Right.
He's a principal or a headmaster. What's his official title?
I learned a lot of stuff
that I wasn't expecting.
Great. Yeah, we just nailed that.
Yeah, that was a great 24/7. We have given you a lot of inside scoop on gambling.
Yep.
And now it's all 100% legal, you can do it from your couch. Yeah. And this episode has been brought to you by Pick One. Go ahead.
DraftKings, so we'll go with DraftKings.
All right, well, I guess we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. It's Wednesday.
We'll be back. Yep, Wednesday.
Jimmy, nice to see you.
Yes, Jimmy, thank you, as always.